the author intertwines atmospheric descriptions of a dense forest with the psychological unravelling of characters who live under its mysterious influence, thus forging a narrative that transcends simple horror or fantasy. Through the experiences of the protagonist, whose fascination with the forest's lore gradually becomes a profound spiritual ordeal, the novel probes the blurred line between devotion and fear, as well as humanity's eagerness to ascribe supernatural agency to the unknown. Themes of communal complicity and generational guilt underscore how legends can evolve into oppressive dogmas, alienating skeptics and emboldening zealots. At the core of the story lies a haunting query about the true nature of power, whether the malevolent forces at play stem from the forest itself or the townspeople's fervent and sometimes sinister attempts to control it. Ultimately, the author suggests that what stands beyond human comprehension can neither be fully tamed nor denied. Instead, it compels a humbler, more respectful relationship with the natural world, and a sobering acknowledgement of the darkness that lurks in human hearts. Summary. Part 1. The Mysterious Origins and Setting. In The God of the Woods, the author introduces readers to a secluded rural community where nature and spirituality intertwine in both awe-inspiring and haunting ways. The novel opens with atmospheric descriptions of an ancient forest that looms on the outskirts of a small town. The forest, with its centuries-old trees and mist-shrouded clearings, is portrayed as a near-mythical entity, almost a character in itself. The author chooses this setting deliberately to frame the story's central tension. The forest is both a source of life and a prison of secrets for the townspeople. A defining feature of this community is its collective memory, surrounding a series of supernatural events attributed to a mysterious deity-like figure they call the God of the Woods. Legends abound in hushed whispers. Elders speak of ghostly lights drifting through the trees at night. Children claim to hear low chanting in the rustling leaves, and older generations pass along cryptic warnings that no one should stray too far from the main paths after sundown. This folklore captivates the young protagonist, Eleanor, who grows up feeling torn between fascination and dread whenever she gazes at the forest's edge. From the earliest pages, the author expertly contrasts the natural beauty of the environment with a sense of lurking menace. Little details, like the sudden hush of birds when a stranger enters the woods, or the patches of unnaturally withered vegetation found among otherwise lush groves, hint at a hidden darkness. The forest's unexplained oddities fuel rumours that the God of the Woods is not just a symbolic guardian, but a very real, watchful presence. Villagers speak of sightings of an otherworldly figure, a tall silhouette in the moonlight, or eerie footprints left behind in damp soil that appear to vanish without explanation. While the community remains outwardly peaceful, the older inhabitants harbour a complex mixture of reverence and fear. They uphold traditions in the form of seasonal rituals meant to appease this deity of the forest. During certain nights of the year, like the midpoint between summer and fall, families light bonfires at the edge of the woods. They sing old hymns that have been passed down for generations.